Όχι, ένα ρεκόρ. Καμπούρι γίνουν τέσσερα φουλά.
Thank you. Hello everyone, this is the, I suppose, the sixth episode of Ferafeza Chronicles. This is the first day of the September, and I wanted to start the show with with the great improvisation of Tamburi Jamil Bey. It was in the mode Mahur, and then we have listened. I played the Peshrev. Peshrev is a form in classical Turkish classical music. It was in the same mode. There's a common theme in Turkish classical music, or maybe I suppose it's something really universal, because let me first explain what I've just did. So we have played an improvisation, a taksim, and right after I have played the Peshrev in the same mode. So this is really common in the listening sessions, sometimes called fasıl in Turkish classical music. And when you want to change the mode, you generally perform an improvisation, but you do a transition. The purpose of this act is as follows. When you play something in a specific mode, your ears are familiarized with the scale and overall the melodic path of that mode. And when you suddenly change the mode of the music you do, the listener will be deranged, actually, because the ears will try to adjust to that new scale, or maybe the melodic development, because it's important too. You know, maybe you don't change the scale, but you change the melodic development. That also something really significant to our ears. That's also important. So we've been talking about what a mode is in the SDF mode chat with FFOG and let me try to pronounce it. I will probably butcher it, but apophysis. Yeah. And in this show, one of the things I wanted to do in the beginning, you know, is to really talk about the theory of that music, Turkish classical and folk music. So, talking about modes, scales, melodic development, you know, sometimes there are motives you just, really impressed by. Sometimes talking about those, I want to talk about them with you, with your additions, and I want to share what I know and what I discover over the in the course of preparing to this show. Let me talk more about that. How do I prepare for this show? This show, as you may know, is on Wednesdays, 60:00 UTC. We do this show one per week, one episode per week, and if you think about it, it's not that much. and there are plenty of time for me to think about what will I do in the show. And when I am talking, you know, or performing on the show, sometimes I'm just improvising. Sometimes I'll just talk about whatever comes to my mind, you know, in the course of the show. But when the show ends, I just start again to think about what will I do next week, and continuously I think about the theory, you know, the modes, the feelings they carry, you know, and try to understand, try to really comprehend their nature. And this really occurs really naturally. I don't do that by you know. Sometimes it's really occurs unconsciously. I find myself thinking about it, and really my brain is doing it in the background, constantly thinking about it, you know. Sometimes I walk on the street and I find myself, you know, I find my brain really playing some composition, and then I try to improvise on my brain. And when I find something interesting, I go home and sit and try to reanimate it with the instrument. I really like this workflow. It excites me. It, you know, it builds up. Sometimes I do this, you know, that improvisation and the brain thing, really long, you know, 1 hour maybe, 1.5 hour, and I go home, you know, it really fills my chest. and I go home, sit and try to remember what I've played in my brain, you know, in my head, and try to reanimate it on the instrument, on the tambur. Sometimes it's easy, really. Sometimes it's hard, because, you know, sometimes you cannot really even find a scale of what I've played in my head. You know, sometimes finding the scale, you know, the notes I will use, you know, in the course of producing the melodies. Sometimes I can't achieve. Sometimes it's really easy, you know. I sit and I immediately feel, you know, what fret I will use, and it flows really. That is pretty much what I do in the week to prepare to that show, and I try to perform them again here on the show. That's really what's going on. The second thing that is going on the weeks is that I of course I listen to lots of, you know, new things, new records. There are lots of records, you know, countless of them, and I try to thoroughly understand what's the nature of them, the records, and when I find something relevant to the show, you know, of course, all of them are relevant, but I also try to present the ones that will be, you know, smoothly inserted. I try to do that too. So that week I have a very nice record. You know, it's not a classical record. It's from the universe of Turkish folk music. I will in this week, you know, actually in a few minutes, I will present you a folk music record, really emotional one. I have also shared this record with Tobe actually last night. Yeah, I've listened to it last night. You know, it was really intense, really good, you know, perfect record. Yeah, you know Taupe. It's you know, he is the he's one of the most magnificent person. He is the dubious goals committee. We all know them. We all know him. Yeah. Let's listen to the to that record. let me try to find it. So this song, oh, it's not actually a song, it's a türkü. Türkü is a form in Turkish folk music. It's really an interesting one. We will talk about it, you know, more later. But this türkü's name is Elif dedim, Be dedim, Be dedim. It is performed by Özay Gönlüm. You know, really, really important person in the history of recent. Folk music, Turkish folk music. He discovered and produced the scores of countless of Türküs. He has a really, really nice voice, and his style is really unique. Let's listen to it.
Ne dedim? kim dağlandı aman. Az derdim çok canlandı. Elif'im dağlandı aman. Az derdim yetiş alan, yetiş kurban aman. Ah mezerim ta dalandı. Yetiş alan, yetiş
Let's listen one more again by Özay Gönlüm. This one is called Sobalarında Kuru da Meşe Yanıyor. Yeah, the guy really, really has a nice voice. Really powerful, you know, the volume of his voice is, you know, I really respect it. All right, what should we do? As you know, I have an instrument. Maybe I should play a little. What would you say? Let's pick up the instrument.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know this piece. I played it before in Ferrafesa Chronicles, and in this episode I've played a performance by Tamburi Cemilbey himself. So the composer of this piece is Tamburi Cemilbey, and in the beginning of the show we have listened to his rendition. Really nice piece, really nice composition. What should we do? Maybe I should play Ferrafesa Sassemaisi again. You know, it's my playing is hopefully you know, improving, and I find it interesting to show the changes, you know, show the development to you too. So this is Ferrafesa Sassemaisi. No, the composer, I don't have to tell you. Here goes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, enough playing. Let me put away the instrument and play one last thing. Okay, what will I play? This is an improvisation by Necdet Yaşar. Necdet Yaşar, maybe I've talked about him before in the show. He is a tambur virtuoso, really skillful one. His motives, his style, you know, his style of using the mizrap. Maybe I should translate it. You know, I should just say the penna. Really nice. His improvisation skills are, you know, you will understand what I mean when you hear it. It's a wonder, really. And with this, I will end the show for today. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Thank you.